Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today. And I say us because I have four incredible people joining me today. They are individuals that work for Wayne Memorial Hospice. And I will tell you, they are just awesome at what they do, and they are extremely caring, and we'll get more into that. So as I begin the show, you know what, I'm just going to go kind of around the room and have them introduce themselves. And so, Kristen, you want to start?
Sure. I'm Kristen Kanash. I'm an LPN, and I've been with the department for about a year and a half.
Wonderful. Karen?
Hi, my name's Karen Schaefer. I'm an RN. I've been with Wayne Memorial Hospice for just over 8 years now.
Mm-hmm. Charlene?
Hi, I'm Charlene Whitmore. I'm an RN with Wayne Memorial Hospice. I've been a hospice nurse almost 20 years and been with Wayne Memorial over 10.
Great. And Desiree?
Hi, I'm Desiree Mizwinski. I am the administrator here at Wayne Memorial Hospice, and I have been with the hospice department for 17 years.
Wow, wow. And so combined here, you can hear that we have so much experience, so much dedication. And again, you know, one reason why we're bringing the show to you today is to let you know that Wayne Memorial Hospice still exists, and it's still going strong, and it is a wonderful service for our community. So Karen, you know, for someone who's listening, you know, you hear hospice, but sometimes people don't quite understand what hospice is. Can you kind of share with our listeners what that is?
Sure. So hospice is an approach to people that have a shortened life expectancy, whether it's a terminal diagnosis that may progress rather quickly, or it's a terminal diagnosis and they wish to not treat aggressively and to remain in their home without any uncontrolled symptoms. And most importantly, I think everyone here will agree that most important thing is they want to remain in their home and not have to go to multiple doctor's appointments and just live out the remaining time of their life comfortably with their family in their own home. So we as a team strive to meet their goals. Every patient that we interact with has their own set of goals, and we base our plan of care around that, with their needs being priority. Mm-hmm. And not just the patients, the families. So it's for patients that are have a terminal diagnosis with an expectancy most often of 6 months or less, but sometimes they're with us quite longer because their symptoms are managed and their quality of life has improved greatly.
Right, right. And that was one question I was going to ask. You know, how long can someone stay on hospice? And of course, it probably depends, correct?
It does depend. There's a lot of different factors that play into that. We have patients that sometimes are on over a year. And, you know, with upon admission, they were expected to have 6 months or less. But again, because their symptoms are managed, they're able to have a better quality of life and in fact, live longer.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that some individuals or family members may wait too long to put someone on hospice?
I do. Again, it is, you know, it's a very difficult decision to make. Mm-hmm. Most often, it's more difficult for the family because, you know, the people that are grieving the loss, the expected loss, deal with it a lot more difficultly sometimes than the patients.
Right.
Most often the patients are tired of the treatments, and they're tired of the constant doctor's appointments and the pain or whatever symptoms they may be experiencing related to their diagnosis. So it is, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but we find that patients that come on to our services sooner rather than later have a better experience and a better quality of life.
Right. And really that's, I can't agree with you more because, you know, like I said, your hospice team is near and dear to my heart. When my mom just had, you know, in the past year had to use the hospice service. And truly, it was amazing and how comfortable you made us and how comfortable you made her, which is, you know, incredible that individuals really need to know and understand. So thank you so much for that, Karen. Kristen, what about the care that may be included when someone goes on hospice?
So there's a whole team of people that work together to make sure that care is provided. There's a medical provider that oversees all care, gives direction and orders to the nurses who come out to the home or the setting where the patient's at and receiving that care. Everyone gets a pain management and comfort measures. There's medical orders for medications for symptom management to keep them comfortable. We're here to manage symptoms, so it's more of a comfort. We're not here to be curative, but to make sure that symptoms are managed.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses are going to come out. We have options for aides, providing like bathing, dressing, some home care services. Makes it easier on the family so that they can get a break.
Right.
Also volunteers.
Mm-hmm. That's really, I mean, it is. It is truly, you know, kind of very rounded and covers everything that that individual may need, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So, Charlene, can you tell us a little bit about who else may be on that team?
So our team consists of the nurse, the aides, pastors, volunteers, and a social worker. We also have physical therapy and occupational therapy if needed, dietary consultation, a whole team approach to a holistic quality of care.
Mm-hmm. Right. And do you like have team meetings that you talk about these individuals?
Yes, we meet every 2 weeks to discuss the patient's plan of care. But our medical director is available 24/7 with any questions or concerns. So at all times of the night, and he's quickly available for us and supportive to our team.
Do you want to give a shout out to your medical
oh,
director?
Oh yeah, Dr. Cruz, he's awesome.
He really is. Yes, and he has been a wonderful team member for, you know, Way Memorial Hospice, which is really great.
Yes, he has.
Yes, yes. And so you know, you talk about the team meeting, and I will say again, personal experience with your team here at Way Memorial Hospice, that whenever I had a question, when you met, I felt like you always kept, you know, our family up to date on everything. And how important is that?
Yes, communication is very important. It's a very difficult time as it is. So communicating with the family and keeping you involved in the plan of care and what types of approach you want to go. We've had, you know, we want to hear your input. We want to make it easier for you throughout this difficult time in your life.
Right, right, exactly. So Desiree, you're up next. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, for coverage and insurance? Does Medicare, Medicaid pay for hospice services?
Sure, absolutely. Medicare and Medicaid pay mostly 100% for hospice services. That means any services that you are receiving while you are under our care, social services, spiritual, nursing, the aides are all covered under your Medicare hospice benefit. That also includes any DME medical equipment that you may need. It includes the medications that are needed to control your symptoms. Any medications related to the terminal diagnosis would all be covered at 100% through our agency. Medicare, it's costing you nothing out of pocket to receive the hospice benefit. Medicaid also covers, most Medicaid plans cover at 100%, which would include all of the same things under the Medicare hospice benefit. And most of the private insurances also do have a hospice benefit, and we would work with you on that. Sometimes there are co-pays and limitations with the private insurance companies, but we always do take that into consideration, and we would work with you on that. Like I said, the hospital also has a charity care program. So if you meet the qualifications and the income guidelines for the charity care and you do end up with a co-payment through your insurance, sometimes charity care can kick in and help cover the cost of some of those co-pays for you.
Yeah.
So like Charlene was saying, it's a difficult time. We want to make it as easy as possible for the patient and the family to receive the services that they truly need.
Right. And I will tell you, like I said earlier, it was truly a seamless process, you know, when we had, you know, my mom in regular medical care and transitioning her over to hospice care. And there are sometimes different levels to start with hospice care, palliative, are those terms that are still used,
or is it just hospice overall?
Hospice overall, palliative. Okay. You know, hospice is a palliative approach, but okay. You'll often hear people that are on palliative care programs. And those programs are programs that are before hospice.
Mm-hmm. Karen, what about, you know, you mentioned about many individuals want to be home and stay at home. What about if that's not always an option? Are there other places that you can provide hospice service?
Yes, we can provide hospice care in many different settings. A lot of it's based on the patient's unique needs. Sometimes we have patients that have symptoms that cannot be managed for whatever reason, besides like a hospital-type setting. So mm-hmm. we'll have them in a level of care called general inpatient, where their 24-hour care is by a skilled nurse, and there's physicians that see them mostly daily. The hospice team visits daily to manage their symptoms. And then once their symptoms are managed and we are able to establish a plan of care that can meet their needs in a lower setting, we transition to that setting. Mm-hmm. We do have patients in personal care homes. We have patients that we see in skilled nursing facilities. I would say the majority of our patients strive to be at home. Mm-hmm. And with that being their goal, we do everything possible to keep them there. Sometimes families, you know, situations happen in life where they might need what we call a respite stay. So they'll go into either a skilled nursing facility, the hospital setting. Usually that's like a 5-day respite, we call it. Gives the family a break, or, you know, if something happens outside the patient, you know, another family member, something to that sort.
Right.
So we have different levels of care to offer to meet their needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, like I know from personal experience, I know that was, you know, really helpful just to know all those options that were available for individuals and their family, which is so important. And then, you know, hospice does mean end-of-life care. And when that individual loved one does pass, there's always follow-up, correct? And follow-through for those family members, because that's really important. It's not like, you know, unfortunately they pass away and that's it, you're done. You continue that care, correct?
Yes, we do. We have a bereavement program that will follow the family if they so wish up to 13 months after the patient passes away. Our social workers and a team of trained volunteers send out cards and mailings, make phone calls, call to check in. If, you know, you're really struggling, we can set up home visits for the social worker or the chaplain to come out to follow up with you. And of course, if you need further services, we would, you know, make referrals to other community agencies to help you. So your care really truly does continue after the patient passes away.
We also have a grief group that we offer. I do believe, is it twice a year, the grief group? It's a community group. It's not just for hospice patients.
Right. Yeah, that's something that is kind of worked through our social work department.
Right.
And I do know that, you know, the Wayne County Aging Office also has actually a monthly bereavement group now that they have started for the community. So that's something that we could, you know, that because we all work for Wayne Memorial Hospital, right? That, you know, that we often, if we get a phone call, we'll refer families out to that one as well. And that just started. That just started probably in the last 3 months or so. So again, we all learn something new when we do these shows, correct?
Yes.
Really important. What phone number should they call if they have any questions or concerns? Because again, the goal is not to wait till it's kind of too late, is to get that information early.
The phone number for Way Memorial Hospice is 570-253-8431.
Okay. And again, if you're not here, just leave a message, but usually someone's in the office to take a message or help you out, correct?
Yes.
And for individuals, you know, that are enrolled or may want to have their loved ones enter Way Memorial Hospice, your care is truly 24/7, correct?
Yes, we are available 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and again, I know that from personal experience. You guys were always there. So, ladies, I truly want to thank you today for being on the show. Thank you for all your service that you do. Truly, it's a gift that all of you have to provide to our community members. So, thank you. Again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us and have a great day.